What was expected to be a smooth tea farmers' election led to agony on the candidates after IEBC failed to deliver material in time. In the election timetable, the voting was scheduled to start at 7 a.m. and end at 3 p.m. on June 28. However, the farmers failed to cast their votes as promised in the morning after the electoral body failed to deliver the materials on time, before a communication was circulated that the process would start at 11 a.m. Shocks continued after the electoral material by 11 a.m. were not delivered as only police officers and farmers had camped at the polling centers. In Maranga County, the farmers affiliated to the 10 tea factories expressed frustrations, pointing an accusing finger at the Tea Board of Kenya and IEBC. Moses Mwai from Kanyenya Ini Tea Factory said it was unethical for the electoral body to hold the farmers hostage. "We suspect there are issues that caused the delay, but the electoral body had enough time to prepare," said Mwai. In Kirinyaga County, Nahisan Ngari, a director at Manunga Tea Factory, expressed frustration, saying the candidates had spent their resources to mobilize their supporters to the polling centers. Now by 11 a.m. voting had not taken off yet, the directive was to end at 3 p.m. "This is totally unacceptable as the majority of the farmers had retreated back to their homes following the delay," said Ngari. Joe Mahugu, a director at Nditi Tea Factory in Maranga, said it was unfortunate that they were prepared only to be disappointed by the electoral body. "By 11 a.m. nothing had started as farmers camped at the buying centers frustrated," said Mahugu. "Efforts to reach the Tea Board of Kenya, TBK, failed as at the buying centers only police were present to keep law and order. In the settlement agreement designed to end leadership wrangle between the current and former directors, the agreement demanded an election be held before June 30th. Reply, reply, all forward ad reaction.